So I'm going to look to see if anybody has questions. So raise your hand. It looks like Glenn has a question. Let me just start the recording again for the questions. Hey, Lynn.
Hi. And I'm really glad that you put in there about the soil, because to me that's really, really important with the quality, because we have a lot of foods that it's available in, but there's in the fertilizer, there's this chemical NPK, and it's causing this nutrient lockup and mineral depletion in the soil. So, you know, that's why we have fewer nutrients. Mm. And so that's why it's really important, one, that you buy either biodynamic or organic. But two, supplementing is really important. And I have a son who's got pretty bad acne, and we've been using the niacin, and that's really helped him as well. And I have my own niacin flush story.
Oh, cool.
When I used to work this truck stop, and I was, you know, I'd go in with what they'd call my pond scum. But one of my favorite was I would juice like a whole thing of celery and then mix that with coconut water. And it, you know, I'd always show up after I'd do that, and they're like, well, you have you been out sunning or something? Like, nope. It was just, they had no idea when I said, nope, it's my niacin flush. So
they're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I just want to make sure that as we talk to people that this is why we emphasize that even though maybe conventionally grown is less expensive, this is the toll it takes on our bodies and our health.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of times it happens with everything, right? You look at the cost as being like, this is the price tag, but you don't look at what's the cost of inaction and what's the cost of taking that lesser quality. You know, in clothing a lot of times, or shoes or something, you may see that, you know, the pair of shoes that cost, $20 doesn't last anywhere near as long as the pair of running shoes that cost $100, or they don't support you as well. So you may be trying to save that $80, but in the long run, you're spending more because of the wear and tear on your body, and then maybe the fact that they don't last as long. And it's similar with organic versus non-organic food, that when we're taking foods that are grown in depleted soils that have been loaded up with pesticides, in addition to the load that those pesticides put on our body and the strain it puts on our cytochrome P450 systems and our methylation pathways, it's the actual depletion and the levels of the nutrients. So, you know, really encouraging people to get stuff as much organic as they possibly can is good. And knowing, you know, as much as I'd love to believe that all we have to do is eat really good whole foods, I think most of the time people are going to need some sort of supplementation, some sort of extra to help with all that depletion. And it's not a bad thing. It's like we're living in an environment, a world that has been, you know, nature has been mucked with, and we have to muck around ourselves to make sure that we get enough of the nutrients. And certainly with so many of the conditions that niacin deficiency can cause, we're much better off taking niacin for it than having to take the surgical and drug approaches that are normally prescribed. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that. Great. Anyone else? Let me put Lynn's hand down. You guys are good. Did you get it all? It's like you don't have any questions? You have any clinical application questions? Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Just fine.
Great. So as I was listening to this and also listening to some of the other B vitamin presentations that you've done, the common thread for me, as I look around in my family and I see so much mental illness to various degrees, that this is one of the areas I need to really pay attention to for my family.
Yep.
Yep. The B vitamins.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, for most of our families, because they're not astute like us, like we wouldn't think about putting white refined food into our bodies, but they're doing it all the time. And the B vitamins, they're so depleted. The average person is so depleted in B vitamins. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I do have another question about liver congestion, since the B vitamins store there whatever you don't use, I guess, because it's so important that you do have to have a storage. So if you have a congested liver, can you still store it if you're taking enough of it?
Well, here's the thing, though, Tony. Most of the B vitamins won't store much in the liver. It's just a little bit.
Okay.
Right, so you really do need to take them every day, with the exception of B12. B12 is an exception to that, where you can store up to 7 years worth. So if you have a congested liver, I think it's not that you don't store it necessarily, although there may be an impairment in the actual saving to the liver pathway, but it's the getting it back out. Like if the liver is congested, the way that the liver secretes the B vitamins back into the system for reabsorption is through the bile. Right. So if you have a congested and stagnant liver, you're not going to have good bile flow. And so those nutrients are going to stay in the liver. So, you know, the B12 that's stored in the liver, it gets dumped into the intestine via the bile, and then it latches on to the intrinsic factor, assuming you've got a decent amount that's being taken care of, and it goes back and recycles and gets reabsorbed.
Okay. Thank you. Always, always wonderful hearing this. You make this so easy to understand, and I won't say easy to apply, but, you know, I feel like I can apply this because of the way you explain it. So thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. You know, my goal for you guys is to get so familiar with all this stuff because of repetition, repetition, repetition. That's why we spend a lot of time and we have a lot of calls, and the program is extended over a longer period of time. If I tried to compress all this information into a 6-month program, you wouldn't get it. And you wouldn't get the repetition of hearing it. Like if somebody asked me a question, there's so much in my data bank from years of repetition, 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 that I can like quickly scan through the information and start asking questions. And that's what I want you to get to. You won't get that way immediately. I wasn't like that immediately. I mean, I got my master's in nutrition and I sat there like studying this stuff and it was like, because they didn't do the clinical application, right? It was memorize this, memorize that. And we didn't actually apply it, and we didn't have like, you know, things like we have with case studies. So I think it's just really the repetition, repetition, repetition. I know a lot of the B vitamins, there's some similarities. And so you're going to see certain pathways again and again. And because you do that, you're going to be learning it. Sometimes I say like, oh, I already taught them this. Are they going to? No, I got to teach them again, because you want to repeat it in context to another situation and another situation and make it more applicable, so it actually has something to latch onto in your brain and you'll remember it. That's at least my theory, whether it's true or not.
it works for me.
No, I think it's working really well for so many of you, because what I see a lot of is, and I'm hearing on these calls, is that you're asking questions which you've already gone through. We've done this, we've done this, we've done this. So there's a lot of logical thought processes happening because of the exposure. So appreciate it. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Any questions, Lynn? Are there any on the? I'll look at to see on the chat if there's any. Lynn posted a couple of things in the chat. Oh, this chat has been going all day, so I have to differentiate between which is my. Yeah. So Laura asked for next week. What's the? Yeah, 3:00 next week. We can do it a little earlier. For B5, and B5 is a biggie because it's involved in the adrenals and other things like that. So I want you to really get it. Thanks for looking up NMS Labs. Lynn is saying NMS Labs now offers a vitamin B3, niacin, and metabolites test in serum plasma. It uses specificity of tandem mass spectrometry. That's a tough word to say because of the 2 R's, spectrometry, coupled with the scientific experience of NMS Labs. So I haven't used that test, so I just had found it. I completely forgot about it. So she put the link up. Thank you. I'll add that to my slide. Make sure you copy this whole chat thing, Lynn, so I can put it in somewhere, because I want to make sure I put that on the slide when I do the edited version. And Lynn put up a link to the Nutritional Herbology book. I still use that book. It's frayed. It's worn. It's 25 years old. But it works. All right, guys. Thank you very much for being here. And we'll see you next week. Not same time, same station. We're going to start it at 3 o'clock next week, so a little bit earlier. So I'm going to open up the line so you can all say goodbye to each other. Bye-bye now, everybody. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
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 Thank
you.
Welcome.